Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back? Job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside hour two of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
My guy, what's happening?
We are watching another big blowout in the NBA playoffs. There will be no, I can say this, I don't think they're going to chase a 30-point deficit in the fourth quarter. We're going to be heading to game five for the Golden State Warriors and the Dallas Mavericks, as right now, with 28 seconds to go in the third quarter, Dallas leads Golden State 99-70. This game has been all Dallas from the beginning. There has been no time at all where the Warriors even looked like they were going to threaten. It really has been a complete and total domination by the Mavericks, who are using a great shooting night. They're shooting 50% from three-point range. They've made 19 threes. This is what happens. And the Warriors aren't playing terribly. They're shooting poorly from three-point range. The Mavericks are not. And that's sort of the story of this game right now. 99-70. End of the third quarter. So, hey, if you think the Warriors can make a bunch of threes and get right back in this, all right, hey, stand by your television. You may get something.
Warriors 6-24 from three-point range through three quarters. The Mavericks 19-36, actually shooting slightly better from three-point range than they are overall. That's right, 54% from the field overall. Normally reliable Jordan Poole, 8 points off the bench, but 5 fouls in his 17 minutes for a minus 12. You've seen the struggles. Klay Thompson now 4 of 9. Doesn't look as bad, right? Oh, wait, he's still minus 22. He does have 10 points on the night. And before it's all over, the Warriors will have five or six guys in double figures. But it'll still be an absolute burial here as the – even with Luka shooting 7 of 21 from the field. Mm. 7 of 21 from the field, 21 points, and yet they're up 29 points because you've seen Finney-Smith, Bullock between them, 9 of 13 from three-point range, and then everybody that's come in off the bench has laid down at least one made three-pointer. Kleba with two, Bertans with one, Dinwiddie with two, and your guy, Ntilikina, 13 minutes, 2 of 2 from the field, 1 of 1 from three-point range, plus 9, 5 points. Good night, everybody.
Now, that's okay. You can say my guy because he was formerly my guy with the Knicks. I'm okay with that. You didn't just slander me like you did last night by saying, and your guy who's got no points tonight on 0 of 11 shooting from three-point range. No, I will take that. Yes, Frank Ntilikina, yes, was my guy.
I used it for Duncan Robinson at the time because I felt he was kind of a your guy situation of wanted to just come in, and he was just going to start throwing up some three-point shots. Eventually, they started falling. And he finished with a pretty good stat line on the night. Mm-hmm. But yes, he was your guy when things were going terribly. Look, after one quarter, it was 28-24. Despite the fact that the Mavs started hot, 7-12 from three-point range, and the Warriors couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, one of seven from three-point range, and shooting just 8 of 21 as a team in the first quarter. Didn't matter after that. Second quarter comes out, the lead starts to extend. We eventually had a delay. Insert all your best Sting WCW jokes for the guy that was up there in the cable in the rafters. Because, well, that was the old bit. Is that Sting up in the last row? Yeah, there he is. And no, not the guy that was singing, "If I Ever Lose My Faith in You." No, it was the wrestler who was known to have a blood-curdling scream. And well, it still shows up in the ring from time to time. So all good things. But, yeah, another absolute train wreck as far as the NBA playoffs go in terms of competition and thrilling basketball. Entertaining if you're the Mavericks, particularly all the one-shots of Mark Cuban, of how uncomfortable and angry he is.
Oh, how mad was he when the leak that stopped the beginning of the second half for like 15 minutes? He was so mad, like they're not going to figure it out. Oh, I'm sorry, we have to cancel the game tonight. Well, we're going to play it back from 0-0 tomorrow. No, I mean, he was just so mad. The look at his face, he wasn't as mad when the league got postponed because of COVID, right? Because remember, he was on his phone, and when he saw the message the league got postponed, he went, wow. He was even more mad tonight when they tried to figure out how to clean up that mess on the side of the floor.
Well, but it's also egg on his face as it is his arena, because it also means there's probably something that he's going to have to pay a lot of money to fix. You still have folks standing there with open umbrellas and having a good laugh at it all.
That's kind of cool, though, I got to say.
Well,
that's
cool. There is something to that. I mean, if at the stands you had those little umbrella hats that you have, you know, like you put the ring on your head, then you fold it out just a little bit, that'd be kind of cool. But
well, listen,
you
know, hey, don't
because he's embarrassed.
Listen, dude, buddy, take that idea. You got to go on the next Shark Tank and say, hey, I saw you had a problem in the playoffs. Here's my solution for you, okay? How about you buy my product and you wouldn't have a leak in the top of your arena? And he would have to buy it from you and give you all kinds of money, and then you'd be a rich dude. And you wouldn't have to worry about crypto or NFTs or buying baseball cards. You would just have all kinds of cash. Hey, Mark, I saw this. I know you were mad. Here, I have the solution. I'm Mike Harmon. Boom.
No, I've already figured it out. It's more hot take nonsense. I'm just going to start spewing stuff like folks do with reckless abandon. Nothing seems to happen to anybody for just being outlandish and wrong and wrong-headed, so except to get a bigger paycheck. So I think I'm going to just jump on board that bandwagon. But the thing, I could bring that guy. Remember the infomercial where the dude saws the boat in half?
And then
Lacquers on some of that black tar-like product, and all of a sudden here he is speeding up and down the river. I just bring that guy in. Hey, Mark Cuban, we're going to liberally apply some of this to your roof.
Oh, okay. See, there you go. There you go. Another idea for you, man. See,
and I bought it for just $19.99, but wait, there's more. I bought it at the right time in that 15-minute window, so they gave me twice as much.
So right now, again, Dallas and Golden State, 99-71, 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And let's get back into this, because this is something we touched on a little bit at the beginning of the show. But as you see this is another game where people have most likely tuned off and watched. Swaths, right? This is a blowout at halftime. Did you really need to watch the third quarter into the fourth quarter? This is the danger of that the NBA has got to worry about in the playoffs, right? Because you have had a league now that in the past couple of years, your main concerns were stars not playing in enough games and not satisfying your television partner. Okay, that's something you can fix, right? Because you can make some kind of incentive. Look, Adam Silver was talking about having some kind of incentive to play in a certain number of games to be eligible for postseason awards, which is, you know, every NBA player wants to win a postseason award. And you can do stuff about that. But the blowouts in the playoffs, what are you going to do? But this is where we're at now in the NBA playoffs, where in 2016, the record was set 24 games decided by 20 or more points, right? That's 24 games that people tuned out at some point and didn't turn back on, right? And because when you talk about, NBA ratings are down, ratings going down, that's a big deal, because if the game's not good, people aren't going to watch. It doesn't matter, right? Like, as big a Jets fan as I am, if I'm not a radio host Jets fan, if the Jets are losing 24-3 at halftime, I can find something else to do for a while my Sunday afternoon. You know, I say, well, I got to get ready for the second half. If we score and get a stop and score and get a stop and score and get a stop and score and get a stop, hey, we have the lead now. Now, there's other things you can do. And now here we are again. Just a couple of years later, you had the bad viewership of the playoffs in the bubble a couple of years ago, and then the ratings went back up last year. But now you're looking at a playoff where that record of 23 games decided by 20 or more points, that's going to get blown away now, because right now we're going to have a game that's probably going to be a 20-point game. We're right on the cusp of it, and you're talking about the 23rd game that's that kind of blow. And it doesn't even need to be 20 points, 15 points, 12 points. Big blowout games, people aren't the television viewers they even were 5 years ago, right? That's the thing. People are, look, as you know, if you watch Barry, algorithms decide everything. We're gonna cancel the show for one episode.
We got a 98 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter.
We just premiered 12 hours ago.
That doesn't matter. We were on the front page at Netflix. No, I'm sorry, you're taking down now. People don't have the same viewing habits they even did 5 years ago. And it's a very cluttered landscape. And live sports, as we have said many times, is the last bastion of entertainment. Hey, people spend money because live sports is a big deal, right? You can't, it's too tough to watch later, it's too tough to pick up. But when the games aren't good, people aren't going to watch. And the more times this happens, you're going to lose viewers, and the NBA is going to become a sport, because when something happens for so long, you get in that mode of it, right? And this doesn't mean that anybody's going to be less of an NBA fan, but the more games that are decided like this, the more fans are going to say, do I really need to watch the first quarter, first half? Do I really need to do that? I can tune in the second half if it's close, right? So a game that I normally would have watched a couple of years ago, maybe I won't. Why? Because most of the games are blowouts. So if it's good, I'll check in on it later. But the NBA is going to become that check-in sport, where it's not going to be about watching from the beginning. It's going to be about checking in and saying, okay, everybody makes a run, and if they don't make a run, I don't need to watch. And I'll turn on the game in the fourth quarter. The more that happens and you get into that habit as a fan, you're not going to turn on the beginning of an NBA playoff game anymore. You're going to tune in at some point if it's a close game, right? I use this as an analogy. If you're the fan of a football team and your NFL team is bad for years, right? Let's just use, I don't know, the Jets. If you're a Jets fan and this is now the longest playoff drought in the NFL, right? You're going on a decade of not making the play. My entire bleeping 40s, my team has not made the playoffs, right? Yeah. And I'm in my 50s now. We still haven't made it. So if that happens, how long do you keep watching until you decide they just stink? I don't need to watch the games anymore. How long do you go? 2 years? Before it was always, oh, I just watched every game every year. Why? Because it's what I did. Because it's what it's what was on television. There weren't as many choices, not as many things. That was my viewership habit. My habit was to watch the Jets every Sunday or Monday night when they were on all 16 weeks out of the season. That's not viewer habits anymore. If the team stinks for 3 years and they start out 0-4 in the fourth year, do I need to watch a game the rest of the way? No. If they're winning, I can check in on it later. Or if it's, oh, it's 17-13, I'll watch for a little bit. But that's 2.5 quarters of not watching commercials, not watching the game, not getting ratings, not being able to charge advertising rates. That's a really big issue. And that's what's the problem that's facing the NBA, is that as these habits become more normal, you're never going to get back those people who are watching games from the beginning. They're just simply not. Okay, what time's the game tonight? 6. Okay, so if we go out to dinner, I get back for 7:30. Just want to check on the game a little bit if I want to. Yeah, we could be back for 7:30. Okay, great. And then someone who used to watch, that person who used to watch the games, now is not watching the entire first half or the second half. Or if it's a blowout, they don't need to watch it at all. Yeah, I can just look at the box score and go, oh man, it's 101-79. What happened? Oh man, yeah, Luka had a big, he was 21-14. Oh man, they shot great from 3-point range. That's all I need. That's all I need from the game right there. That's it. Everything I needed from that game, which is a 3-hour extravaganza or 3.5 hours because you had the leak, can now be just summed up in 4 seconds on the internet. Wow, here's your score. Luka was 21-14-7. He was great. They shot 50% from 3-point range. That's about 4 seconds worth of being on the internet. An entire NBA industry, an entire night programming built around this, it can be condensed into a 4-second click on the internet. That's what the NBA really is facing a hard way in the playoffs. It's where they make all their money. It's where they have more people watching. And the more blowouts like this, people will leave and not come back.
Well, what's the curiosity to it, Jason, has been the consumption of the NBA product over the last couple of years. Deep dives and trying to understand it, right? Because the simple television ratings metrics that folks like to read are antiquated and don't give us anywhere near the picture, the full picture, because otherwise, you know, the league isn't saying, hey, potentially there's expansion. Oh, and by the way, we're hoping to triple our, you know, broadcast rights fees when the new CBA, the new media rights contracts are signed heading into the 2025 season, right? We wouldn't be talking about those kind of numbers and that kind of growth by just the television ratings. So it's really trying to figure out the other ways that the game is being consumed, whereby some of the destruction of blowout games gets mitigated. You're not going to take it away at all together, right? But maybe in these other forums, social media and blogs and everything else, that there's enough of the interest of the individual plays that it takes away from the need for folks to measure the full game experience. Does that make sense? It's making sense in my head. I don't know if it's going through properly the same way. Obviously, you want to keep the linear big broadcast, ESPN, TNT, whatever, experience as, you know, complete and positive as you can, but recognizing you may need to change how you prepare, right? There may be another team that has to prepare ancillary stories for situations like this, to where we're getting more than just reaction shots of how happy or sad someone is sitting on the bench. And maybe that's, you know, some of the new world of how you're broadcasting a game. But certainly this, as it currently stands, is problematic because a lot of click, click, clicking away. And even a 15-2 run for the Warriors to start the fourth quarter isn't going to be enough to get folks back unless they're looking for reruns of The Rookie or whatever's coming on after.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Giggity.
Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Tonight's show brought to you by Discover. With prices soaring at the pump, Discover's got you back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. That's discover.com/rewards. Limitations, they do apply. Well, with Dallas thumping Golden State 108-91 with 5 minutes left to go, the only thing in this game left is that, well, will it be a 20-point burial or not? Things have changed when it comes to the owner of the Dallas Mavericks. Mark Cuban putting this out there right before tip-off tonight on Twitter, and it's starting to gain a lot of steam on the internet. Cuban, who this is before he got really mad about the leak, on the court that postponed play for the second half. This is right before the game tipped off. Cuban tweets out, "As fun as the play-in tournament was, it led to playoff games being played every other night, which raises the question of whether that has led to teams being tired and possibly injured. We can't extend the last day because of TV. Should the play-in be just 8 seed or not at all?" In the words of John Paul Morosi, who joins us every week, lot to unpack there. Again, as fun as the play-in tournament was, it led to playoff games being played every other night, raises the question of whether that has led to teams being tired and possibly injured. We can't extend the last day because of TV. Should the play-in be just 8 seed or not at all? Mark Cuban clearly has some kind of agenda with this, because you're really telling me, because you played a game every other night for the first week, how many teams had time off? What do you mean players are game because players were tired or injured? The majority of the playoff teams didn't play a game. They had a week off to rest, right? The top 6 seeds all had a week off. You're talking about seeds 7 through 10 playing for the 7-8 seed. The 7-8 seeds are gone. Okay, 7-8 seeds are gone. They're not in the playoffs anymore. So I don't see how what he's tweeting even makes sense. What do you say? This is not where, hey, you have an 8 seed who's in the playoffs and they're getting through and it was so difficult for them. So I don't know what he's – unless he just hates the play-in tournament and wants to find a way out of this, which I think you should lean the other way for the NBA because it can solve your problem of bad games. But what he's tweeting here doesn't really make sense. Teams get tired, possibly injured. Basically, instead of starting the playoffs on the Tuesday after the season, everybody had a 5-day break at least, and you weren't playing your games until the weekend. So how are you getting tired and getting more injured when you had a break? What he's saying doesn't live in reality.
Well, I think part of it is it's a good thought piece, except that you're doing it now, and I guess when you're on the wrong end of a 3-0 series, even though you're going to win tonight, right, and that's fine, it did get contested enough that they had to bring Luka back onto the court. So they do have still have the opportunity to give this thing away. 8-point game with 3:22 remaining. Just to give an update as Jordan Poole makes a big pass into the corner. Another 3-point shot up and good. But for Mark Cuban, I think this has been one of the subjects that's underneath all the blowouts has been the number of injuries, right? And the number of injured stars and guys missing a game or more during the playoff runs, including the vanquished squads along the way, right? The sidewalks, you know, as you look at it, you got ankles, knees, shoulders, and everything else along the way, the number of injuries. So wondering how much the way they had to structure the playoff schedule plays into such. And I think it's a valid point. I just question the timing. Right, of throwing this out right now. I guess you had some time to work with while they were fixing the leak and you were trying to ignore the problem in your building. So I guess there's something to that. Let me think of something else that's on my mind and go and bring this in. But, I mean, we did talk quite a bit at each of the first two rounds of the playoffs, Jason, of guys and superstars. And maybe we use the term superstars too loosely, but of stars missing time and wondering how much fatigue was playing into some of these injuries. So maybe Cuban's got a point, but again, timing.
Right, it's not due to the play-in tournament. Yeah, guys get dinged up, but the 7 through 10 seeds are all gone.
Well, it's also several days of the schedule is, I guess, what he's going to from a calendar perspective of how you orchestrate things.
Right, but you had a week to rest and get healthy. You're not playing any more games than you did before. You're still playing every other night, and once in a while you get 2 days between games. I fail to see where he's trying to go other than I hate the play-in tournament and I just want it done. You know, I don't know where he's going. Because, look, honestly, the NBA should probably amp up the play-in tournament. Because you want to guard against this. This is what you want to guard against, what's happening tonight. Here's another 20-point game where people aren't even watching anymore, right? They're paying attention to the result. Doesn't mean people aren't into the NBA playoffs and not excited to see how it unfolds. It's just individual games. You can go Billy Bean and Moneyball. I don't watch the games. You don't need to watch it. If you really wanted to watch, what you would do is amp up the play-in tournament and make the first week of the playoffs look like a mini NCAA tournament night where you have, what was my idea? Seeds 1 through 4 had byes, and you had seeds 5 through 12 in a play-in tournament, and you played best of 3, and seeds 5 through 8 all played games at home, right? That was your reward for any 5 through 8. And every other night, you would play 4 games a night, 8 games a night if you wanted to, and you'd be cutting back and forth between games, and this game's on TNT, and this game's on TBS, and each game would look like a mini NCAA tournament day where, hey, this game's a blowout on TBS. Yes, but I'm going to go watch this one on TNT. This one's close. Or I'll go to True TV to watch this one. That you talk about amping up ratings. That's going to give you more ratings in the NBA playoffs. You know, not this. Oh, players get, you know, you want to do then? Play less games. Not going to play less games. So I don't know where Mark Cuban's going with this and where he thinks and ending of it is other than just I hate the play-in tournament. Play-in tournament should be more. My idea is great. My idea of 1 through 4 with byes, 5 through 8, host of 3 games. They play teams 9 through 12. It would be so incredibly exciting. You wouldn't even couldn't even see straight. It would be awesome. Everybody would watch. Everybody would watch every single night. Trying to pay attention to four games a night would be just fantastic. But this I look at it and go, okay, this is just, there's always going to be people who want to fight against a play-in tournament because they don't like the idea.
No, sure. And I get it, right? There's going to be the loud clang, kind of like the back iron shots of the Warriors in the first half that they regret right now. But it's the idea of trying to enact change, and there's always going to be some reticence, right? Trying to figure out what the overall value is. And I haven't done the due diligence of going calendar to calendar just to figure out off days versus playing days and whether there's been a more rigorous stretch for guys here. But I have to imagine that's what he's alluding to, is all I'm saying. Not to mention the fact for the league, the lamentation of guys being hurt and unavailable. And look, there's no, hey, you got back on the ice, you know, after a 3 a.m. strip club story or anything else, which would be fun. I mean, we'd love to add some more of those, you know, to color the playoffs a little more in all sports. But as we sit here right now, it's the, all right, best product. And whatever you say about Cuban, and some have declared him a whiner, I do believe he's looking for the best of the product. Just this one needs a series of tweets and a larger sit-down than 280 characters from your courtside seat while you're watching your team do their best to hang on down the stretch.
I mean, he's a get-off-my-lawn guy. I don't like this play-in tournament, but it's great. It brings more people to the game. It's kind of fun. So then, no, I just like it when the top 8 seeds were in and there was nothing else, no fancy shenanigans. We could just go right to the playoffs on Tuesday. I mean, that's kind of what he sounds like. No, why do we want to do innovation? Why do we want to do this? Why do we want to do that? You know, so many people just think that when, for big businesses that have done something one way for the longest time, that's the way to do it. It's the, we've always done it this way philosophy, so why are we going to, and that's always the worst reason to keep doing something. We've always done it this way. Well, it doesn't always mean it's a good idea. Look, the NFL today, what are they doing right now? They're looking at the Pro Bowl because they think the time for the Pro Bowl to cancel it could be here. And I've said, yes, the era of the Pro Bowl has come and gone. It had a great run, it had a 50-year run, but now nobody cares anymore because it's become outdated for many reasons. Not just people's television habits, but because the game doesn't nearly hold the sway it once did. And yeah, maybe it was just meant to be something that was around for a period of time, and then, hey, it's time to go. Like I said, like flip phones, like Blockbuster Video, like the McRib, you know, any of these things that are around, and okay, well, maybe they're not as popular as they used to be, and we don't need to do it anymore. The NFL is looking at innovation for that. Hey, we don't need the Pro Bowl. We don't need the negativity surrounding it. Is it really that big a deal if we take the game away? We can still have people go to the Pro Bowl and get voted in as a Pro Bowler. We could have some kind of fun event surrounding it. Whatever it is, you could do that. You could have a Manning cast with players talking about being Pro Bowlers and get more relevancy for that than you could actually just by having a game. The NFL's looking at saying, hey, just because we've done it this way for so long doesn't mean we have to keep doing it. The NBA should say, hey, we're trying something new. It's working. People like it. It's popular. The first thing Cuban said was that, boy, it's great and it's popular. Okay, but no. I don't know. We should do it because we got injuries. We have this. You know what? Play less games then. Play less games during the regular season. Don't play back-to-backs. It's pretty easy. Play 70 games instead of 82. Oh, no. We got to make money. Oh, well, so then what do you want? I mean, what do you really want to have then if you can't make those changes, which is really what it is? Because if it's too much basketball, then cut back on. No, we can't do that. TV, we can't get into the regular season because of TV. So that's out the window. So what if we did this? Wait a minute. If you could cut into TV for the regular season, if you can't there, how can you cut in for the playoff now? How can you cut in for the Wait a minute, so you can't do it? I mean, really, they're just asking to try to find a way out of something that works, but for some reason, there's a faction of people that just don't want it.
So angry.
I'm telling you, I call it, Mike Harmon, I call it like it is. I absolutely 100% call it like it is. That's me. I'm a call it like it is guy.
Voice of the fan. In other words, angry sometimes for no reason. He's Jason Smith.
Dealing with a dead battery? Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. Their free battery testing can help you know if you need a new battery or not. And if you do happen to need a replacement battery, they can help with that too. They got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99, and they are the only place you can find proven tough Duralast batteries. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution in America's number one battery destination. Look, hey, I'm all for let's have a free-for-all NBA playoffs. Let's just have 1 through 12 in and do some kind of double elimination.
Let's go.
Just have that, man. Just have that. Then you have a whole month. Then you have a month of playoffs and everybody watches every night, right? Think of the NCAA tournament model where it doesn't matter what teams are in the NCAA tournament. Makes no difference. Duke could be in, not be in. North Carolina could be in, not be in. Syracuse, not be in. Doesn't matter. People are still going to watch those games for the entire month of March because of what the event is. NBA could make their playoffs into that, and instead of 8 months of the NBA playoffs, you know, maybe we get like 6 weeks of it, which is like, okay, that's great. And you get all kinds of crazy-ass stuff every night, and you're paying attention to that for 6 weeks instead of the 3.5 months it takes to play the NBA playoffs. Why not? Why not? I mean, I don't know.
Because I like our 3.5 months of content. I'm thinking about me. I'm going to put that tweet out. Dear Cuban, beat it. I like the way this works.
Sincerely, Mike Harmon. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you earn the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Well, it wasn't quite a 20-point burial, but still a burial nonetheless. Let's check in with David Gascon for what's trending in the wide world of sports, where Dallas... Wow. Dropping the mic, I'm out.
It's pretty well done. Well, he was getting thrown out for his love of the Giants.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true. That was happening for him. That's true. With prices soaring at the pump, Discover's got your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations, they do apply. So with the series now extending another day, the Warriors fall to the Mavericks. We got a big NFL story coming up next, as you're not going to believe who's got more money placed on them to win NFL MVP. More money than Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers combined. Who are people betting more money on to win the MVP than Mahomes and Rodgers combined? Zach Wilson. No, that story's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, this is Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
My guy.
And I'll tell you, again, few things in the sports world right now more fun than the Oilers and the Flames. 3-2 Edmonton with the lead early in the third period. This has been such an entertaining series. I can't even tell you. It's right now, again, it's a 2-1 lead by Edmonton. Calgary now on a power play trying to tie this game up. Today, I think people would be shocked to hear that more people have put money on Trey Lance to win NFL MVP this year than both Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers combined. Okay. Now, it's a big shock, but then when you think about it a little bit, you go, okay, I kind of get it, because are you really going to win money on Mahomes and Rodgers, right? Because they're going to be two of the favorites, and you have to bet a lot to be able to win a little bit. And maybe one of these guys wins, maybe one of these guys doesn't. So it's always better to try to bet the long shot, where this is where the money is, right? You don't have to bet as much, and you can bet on Trey Lance if something happens and he's great. Well, guess what? You're going to cash in and make a lot of dough. This is where, though, Mike, if I had my own bankrolling Las Vegas type outfit, I would say, yes, give me all your money. I'll take all your action on Trey Lance winning MVP. I'm just going to take your money, put it in my pocket, and go buy stuff with it, because I'm not going to have to pay it out to you. I'm not going to have any worry about having to pay out Trey Lance MVP money at the end of the season. The guy's not even going to start. Okay, I know the Niners said today, hey, maybe we expect Jimmy Garoppolo could be traded when his shoulder. That's a load of crap. Even with his shoulder injury, if they wanted to trade him, they could have traded him. Somebody would have taken him because he's supposed to come back this year. They would have looked at his shoulder and said, yes, this is great. He, you know, we're comfortable with his recovery. We'll give you a third round pick, fourth round pick, whatever it is for Jimmy Garoppolo. They could have gotten rid of him even with the injury, but they did not, because they're going to have to start him, because Trey Lance, as we've heard, is even further behind than it was initially reported. Trey Lance, MVP money. Yeah, I would take that, put it in my pocket, and go buy. I would go buy clothes. I'd go to McDonald's every day until the money ran out. Oh, this is going to be my Trey Lance Mocha Java Frappe. I'm going to have that and a Big Mac with no pickles and fries. And you don't give me three. You know, give me six chocolate chip cookies, because Trey Lance is not going to win the MVP. Give me that, and I'll see you in an hour when I come back with more Trey Lance money. People have bet with me on winning the MVP.
Look at you. You're financing a house. Where are you getting this money? Doesn't matter. It just keeps flowing in.
Like,
you're getting a lot of random electronic transfers from the San Francisco Bay Area. 80-1 down to 66-1. Yeah, part of it is how big is the pool, right, from each of the online books and even the books in Vegas. And if you're looking at Mahomes or Rodgers, there's really no incentive for you to wager your money now. Those odds really aren't going to move much. Right. Whereas with Trey Lance, all of a sudden, a couple of good weeks out the pop, he suddenly becomes a guy where the odds start to move a little bit. Gives you some hedge opportunities as the season goes on. But we'll talk about that. But for now, I mean, the incentive isn't there. And with Rodgers, perhaps even less as a back-to-back MVP, you know, you start getting into the, all right, what does he have to do to get a third? You know, the, as we talk about storylines and voting tendencies, etc. But yeah, for you, I think it's great. The opportunity is there. Jason Smith's Casino. Just got to figure where you can find a friendly state.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think this is kind of like, you know, where all the credit card companies are located, whatever. There's some liberal laws you can work to in terms of the organizing your corporation. So maybe that's where you're looking to.
Okay. That's all right. Where are you hiding this money? I'm not hiding it. No, I got it all, man. But you haven't declared it. I've declared I spent it because it was the easiest money I ever made. People gave me money for Trey Lance for MVP. Oh, they did? People were that stupid? Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Then you're fine. Don't worry about the laws or anything crazy like that. You're absolutely fine. Look, if you want a couple of guys who you could get good low odds on that could potentially do it because there's the avenue for them to do it, then you're looking at guys like Tua, Jalen Hurts, because, you know, Jalen Hurts, you know, showed that he's got pretty good talent. Now he's got a better supporting cast, a chance to win the NFC East and be a big difference maker. Tua Tagovailoa, certainly, if he's able to put a lot of points on the board. And you know, Tyreek Hill today talked about the accuracy that he has. He's confident they'll have a big season. Look, they have a bunch of weapons there. I mean, that's where you can go because these guys at least have the path to being able to do it. I know they've done it to an extent in the NFL before. So, yeah, why not? Those are your players. Say, okay, long odds on. I mean, Trey Lance is like, I may as well just put money on Mike White that, you know, eventually Wilson's going to stink, right? Zach Wilson's going to stink. The Jets brought in all these great weapons, and Mike White will come in, and his talent is perfect for the offense, and suddenly he's throwing 4 touchdowns a week and 400 yards, and we're playing Mike White. If I could be Mike White. Yeah, I mean, put money on Trey Lance, like put money on Mike White to win the MVP.
Well, I mean, as we sit here late May, trying to figure this out, looking at the sharp football analysis is coming from BetMGM. Your guy is 66-1. Your Tua, and they had Trey Lance sitting at 40-1, which is curious. 40 or it opened at 66.
Well, with more money coming on, the odds come down because I don't want to. Yeah. They don't want to take a bath if something happens.
No. But just saying. Well, I mean, obviously, it's an ebb and flow based on marketplace and money into the pool as it goes through. Lamar Jackson at 20-1, curiosity. Kyler Murray at 20-1. Your guy Jalen Hurts sitting at 25-1. Kirk Cousins. I circle him just because, in theory, Minnesota's better. Hey, statistically, he's going to put up numbers.
Hey, I'll take your Kirk Cousin money, too, and I'll sit on it, and I'll just spend it.
You're going to throw Jalen Hurts at me, but anything else that gets suggested, you're going to throw out.
Who's going to vote for Kirk Cousins? Who's going to vote for Kirk? People aren't going to vote for him
on
general principle.
There's folks that don't think Jalen Hurts should be the quarterback.
It doesn't.
In Philadelphia.
But that's people in Philadelphia. The voters outside of Philadelphia have no problem with him. They won't vote for Kirk Cousins on general principle. That's what will happen. Hey, we'll have more on this discussion coming up next, as well as audio you absolutely have to hear from Warriors head coach Steve Kerr. This is Fox.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.